I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
There's apparently two mute buttons on here. There's mute primary microphone, which is me, and then there's mute stream, which is everybody. And I had primary microphone muted. So fantastic. You missed our banter about Hawaiian time. Essentially, what we decided is their mac salad is superior to any other mac salad, like kind of period, point blank, and that they have outlived superior Hawaiian food places in this town somehow. So,
is Ron still around?
Ron still is going.
Does he have one?
Okay. Yeah.
I've always
Hodgepodge has been gone forever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Rest in peace, Hodgepodge. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Big ups. That banana bread.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Was it banana bread McCurry? That was the
Yep. Yeah. And the Indo sauce.
Boogle likes Lani Moku.
That peanut Indo sauce.
Lani Moku, yeah, that's the one out like Oakway, past Oakway, I think there.
Yeah. I like that place too though. I don't go there as often because I just kind of forget about it, but it's good.
I like how places are incorporating the spam musubi now. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's because it's delicious.
That was it was a thing like 10 years ago. Even the Hawaiian food places here didn't have. And and people who are like from Hawaii and eat actual Hawaiian food, they're like, this is we eat this all the time. Like, we make this as snacks and shit. Like, and so I don't know who started doing it here, but thank God they did, because it just opened up. It opened up the world, the area, to spam musubi, and everybody's on board now.
Well, it's like
you guys like it hot or cold?
Warm. Yeah.
Warm.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Definitely. Yeah. I'll eat it both, though. Like, it's great. Wow. Yeah.
Because I found it out when my buddy was living in Maui that, like, every, you know, convenience, you know, gas station, or instead of having hot dogs and like taquitos and little warmers, they got spam musubi and little like bun, like some sort of buns in there instead. And
I don't
hammering those.
I don't like it. I don't like it cold.
No.
Cold? Yeah.
It seems like somebody forgot. Somebody forgot to warm it up. Is what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Do people?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it over there in like a little cold, like just kind of a. Next to like a bagel sandwich that's refrigerated.
Yeah. Right.
I say over there, like it's a million miles away and not in the U.S. in the state of Hawaii. Yeah.
It is far away.
I mean, it is far away.
Be real with that. It's a jaunt to get there still.
It's like a five-hour flight, I think it is, if I remember right. Yeah.
Yeah, with what, if you're not catching the tailwinds.
Yeah. I was talking to
that somebody. Is a funny thing about like West Coast travel is we're like, oh, we'll go to Hawaii. It's close. It's 4 hours and 45 minutes away. Yeah. And people on the East Coast are like, we'll fly to London. It's 72 minutes away.
By the way, movie this week, if you want to listen to us talk about it, is Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse. So watch
the new Roadhouse.
Watch it. It's on Prime. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. I was having a conversation while watching that movie about swimming, like while we're talking about like Hawaii and, you know, how long it takes to get there. And I think genuinely every human on Earth thinks they can swim better than they actually can and thinks they can swim longer than they actually can. Because there's a scene in that movie where like Conor McGregor's character like gets stranded after his boat. Yeah, after his boat like gets blown up or whatever, and he just swims to shore. Next scene is him like climbing up the ladder at the shore. It's like, my guy, that's like a 20-minute swim, maybe. Like, you're not swimming for 20 minutes. I don't care how good a shape you're in. Like, you're not swimming nonstop for 20 minutes. You're just not, unless you train for it. Yeah, like, you are going to drown. Like, period.
Have you seen the Guardian?
No.
That's with like Ashton Kutcher, where he's like a diver, you know, out in the Bering Sea to like rescue diver. Do you want to see what you have to do to swim like 20 minutes in like ocean? Yeah, watch this shit they do in that.
Yeah.
Conor,
there's an Ashton Kutcher Bering Sea movie.
Yeah, it's him and oh God, is it? I don't know why I'm blanking on it. Not Bruce Willis. Kevin Costner. Him and Costner. Costner's the vet, like rescue swimmer. Kuchar's the young, like upstart,
arrogant young guy.
Tries to break all of Costner's like records in the training stuff. Oh, it's actually good. It's a good movie.
The fuck it is.
It is. It is actually good.
Booble, wait till he catches that riptide.
Booble says he likes it. WCP says he likes it.
It's a pretty good movie.
I don't want to. I don't want to see
an Ashton Kutcher vehicle.
I don't want to see Kevin Costner swimming. I don't want to see that. Is that okay? Like, is that all right?
I don't know. I just kind of hate Kevin Costner.
It's
sounds
too,
like.
Too problematic for me. You know, I just can't get behind it. Kevin.
Now, if it was Field of Dreams, I could get behind you on it. But
yeah, burn that movie to the ground. We're very much as a podcast on record with the fact that Field of Dreams is the worst. So yeah, if you're listening to this and you like Field of Dreams, just stop listening to this. Like, cut it out.
If you build it.
They will come, Ray. They will come. Shut up. Shut up. Wait, we are fucking chonking like crazy today. Okay, are we good?
I don't know. We are
chonking like crazy today. Like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's my internet or something. I turned everything else off, but fucking that's annoying. All right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Alex at TSB Pod, Ski at TSB Ski, King at Duromney. Tweet at one of us or whatever. Who cares? We are on Twitch right now. Also every Thursday around 7:30 or 8, twitch.tv/abrawg87, A-B-R-A-W-G 87. So you can watch us live then if you want to. If you miss those, check us out on YouTube. Search for the Sports Brewery. I post them on my personal page, but you can find those videos there. There's also a playlist on there if you want to see them in order. Discord. Join our Discord. It's a good time. Opening day today. There was lots of banter about opening day in there. So Discord, Sports Brewery. Find it. It's great. So opening day, any thoughts?
Let's play ball. It's game day.
I mean, you know.
We want strikeouts, base hits, and double plays. Exactly.
Well, I got the Pit Vipers on and the chain on for opening day. You know, let's go. It's baseball season, baby.
Yeah, you're ready.
You need to throw a fucking hammer in right now is what you need to. Then you'll be fucking ready.
Yeah, spitting the entire podcast. That's fantastic audio. Nothing better.
It's great.
Nothing better. Booble is asking you, King, what you think about your Royals being on Prime.
On the network?
Yeah, were they on Prime today? Opening day, is that a thing?
I didn't watch. I didn't care.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so viewers.
I actually think it might be fine. I actually think it might be a 500 team this year.
All right, good for you.
So, Bobby Witt Jr., top 10 player.
Bobby Witt is good.
Top 10 player.
They still got Salvador Perez on their squad.
They do.
Yeah. Dude, is he still playing? Yeah. That's awesome. Fucking old Sally boy.
Yeah. Good. Why would he not play? He's still elite, right? How many good catchers are there? Like,
that is exactly. That is true.
What are we saying? He can play.
But I'm telling you, 2027, look out. Royals, 94 wins. Book it.
Book them.
All right. Yep. Note it down. Somebody call him on it. 3 years from now. Viewers of our podcast right now, you will notice something. Two of us have their favorite baseball team's hats on right now, and one of us does not. Listener, can you guess which one it is? It's the guy whose team is moving to Vegas in a few years. Do we know where the A's are playing this year yet? Has that been decided? Was it Sacramento?
Currently, right now they're playing. I think it says they're playing in the Oakland Coliseum tonight.
Really?
Yeah, they have 2 years in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Still.
Okay. So,
right. I know they were looking for a place to play this year that was not the Oakland Coliseum because I don't know.
That was some posturing.
Security risk, maybe? I don't know. Like, who's going to go? So legitimate question.
Question
for the podcast, question for people in the chat. If your team was leaving in a couple years, like, you know, this team's no longer going to be here, what would you do? Would you go see them as many times as you possibly can because they're about to be gone? Or would you never see them again and hold a grudge forever?
I'd never go. I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it feels like going supports the owners who are taking them away, right?
Exactly. You're giving them money.
Yeah, I mean, they make out either way because everything's driven by TV money and blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't go. Maybe I would go once, like end of the season, just to be like that one more time. But I wouldn't be one of those people who goes 10, 15, 20 times, let alone fucking 81 times, to be like, save our mooses, save our mooses. At that point, it's over. Like, it's just kind of done.
I mean, it's a combo of that and, ayo, get in the gap. And the A's are unwatchable, also, is the other thing. It's not like you could go watch and enjoy in a baseball game.
Yeah.
They are dog shit. Very, very bad. And I honestly expect this season you're going to see like some of those, there'll be a drive to get like a lot of fans there to kind of shove it to the owners, you know, people wearing like, I don't know, bags over their heads, shit like that, just to kind of say fuck you to the owners. That's the only time I see the stadium filling up at all.
That's what Booble said. He was like, I'd go to the last game and then say fuck it. And I feel like a lot of people are going to do that. Go to the last game, get your one last baseball memory in the Coliseum, and then everybody gives a nice fuck you to the owners on your way out. Maybe steal some shit, like, you know, whatever.
That's why I would go to the last game, so I could steal some shit. I'd come in with, like, a screwdriver and one of those, I don't even know what they're called, little things you put on a bolt, and you go like that. Is it a ratchet thing?
Yeah, it's a ratchet. Right. Yeah.
A ratchet, a seat or two.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'd hop over a concession stand and get some cups. You know what the fuck? Who cares at that point?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume the place is set to get torn down once they're out of there.
I don't think so.
They're gonna leave it up. What are they gonna?
Well, I mean, it will at some point, but there's no like definitive date on any of that stuff.
Yeah, they were talking about repurposing it for a minor league stadium down the road, I think. Or they were talking about doing that now, but the A's were like, no, because we don't have another place to play yet. So
that's so, just the whole city of Oakland thing. It's brutal, man.
It sucks. Yeah.
Raiders, the dynastic Warriors, the A's, who, you know, for all the jokes they get, are one of the top 10 tradition laden teams. You know what I mean? Like,
it sucks.
I mean, if
it does. By the way, you mentioned the Warriors. Like, that area had waited so long for the Warriors to be good, and they're finally the best team in basketball, and the first thing they do is move.
Like, yeah. San Francisco.
Fucking amazing. Of all the places, too, by the way. Like,
right. Like, it's such a contrast. And, you know, it's 30 miles away, but it may as well be 300,000, you know. Mm-hmm.
Brutal. It sucks. Yeah. And it sucks as like, because I had like, I was a A's fan when I was a kid, and then I took a break from giving a shit about baseball. Like, I didn't like it as much as football or basketball. And so I took a break, and then I sort of rediscovered them like 5 or 6 years ago and started following them and watching games. And I was into it.
Was this post Moneyball kind of when they made?
Yeah.
Some like postseason runs and stuff.
Yeah, around like Cespedes times is when I started getting back.
They traded for John Lester at the deadline.
Yeah, and Samardzija. Yeah. Remember Samardzija?
Yeah,
yeah. Jeff Samardzija.
They finally went for it, and they got Lester and Samardzija. Fucking amazing.
Did they have like, was that Jeff Isringhausen closing for him?
Oh, Izzy. I think that Izzy was still there in 2014.
No.
No.
As in Octavio Dotel closing.
TSB demolishes a stadium, a podcast field trip. There you go, Booble. I like that.
Like I said, just bring your ratchets and things, and yeah, you could go get some of those banners they got hanging out there.
Wait, so are those socket wrenches? Is that what that is? Is that what that's called?
I just call it the rip thing.
Yeah, no, like it stays even when you turn it one way, and then it tightens the other way. Yeah,
is that a socket wrench?
I think that's a socket wrench. Yeah.
Hey, wife, what's a socket wrench? I don't know.
Please help me.
I don't know.
By the way, there's nothing more satisfying than those things. Like the loose. Yeah, you were talking about a socket wrench. WCP says I take WCP's word on that. Like the feeling of it being loose and not giving it all, and then the tightening coming back.
Do you really need to know what one looks like?
No, I think I know what it is.
Yeah, we know what it looks like. We just didn't. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is it called a socket wrench? Okay. I was calling it the rent wrench.
But then that's why I don't cook, because I'm not that spicy.
Bye.
Bye.
Get out of here. Go knit me a sweater. Women.
Right.
Am I right?
It's gross.
Am I right? Knit me a sweater. But also, please fix the plumbing. Cause that's hilarious. All right. So yeah, any other thoughts on opening day? How you guys feeling about baseball? So I, as an A's fan, I don't care.
It'll be fun to watch the Dodgers not win again. And as a bigger Dodger story, I think Shohei is a liar. And we need to free Ipe, his translator, because they're just throwing him under the bus. There's not a bank in the world that is just giving, wiring $500,000 without the person whose name is on the account okaying it. Like, a translator can't just call him and go, "I need $750,000. Shohei's a liar. He's a fraud.
So I said, the big flag on this was that it was this isn't a money guy, someone that has access to accounts. This is a translator to put, to make a transfer of like $4.5 million. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I get a ding if I spend $350 like in one point. It lights up my phone, my computer, my email, lights up everything. And he's, "Oh, where is this $4.5 million go? Oh, who knows? I don't speak the language."
Oh. English, no.
Please believe me.
Yeah, it sort of seems like there are conflicting camps with who wants to control the narrative and who wants to put blame on the other person. Because there's all these like things leaking now about the translator not actually graduating from college, and so
who cares about that?
I know, but I'm saying like that information wouldn't come out unless somebody makes it go out.
Dare I say Shohei and the Dodgers, and maybe MLB even, they're kind of doing some Trumpian dirt throwing towards Ipe. Like,
oh yeah,
he's in the wrong. Do not get that confused. You will not convince me he's the only person here who knew this was going on. I think MLB, unless it's explicitly obvious through evidence, will do shit to Shohei? No. But do I believe Shohei? Not a fucking chance. Not a chance in the world. And I love Shohei. I love watching him hit, let alone pitch. I think he's one of the most he might be the most entertaining guy I've seen in baseball, like, ever. We can quibble with that and say, "Oh, Griffey," or whoever you want to say. But I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
No, not when there's been don't know the validity of him, but I've seen things of, one of Shohei's starts where, he got lit up, just happened to be a large bet on him to get lit up. And then another one saying it was some ex-bookie guy that says he's in the know and says it was Shohei betting, but he was betting soccer, which, you know, not betting baseball would be a very good thing for him, right? But I mean, you don't want him to be like that Raptors guy who I never even heard of. Did you see that story?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, is there something in baseball about players gambling on other sports?
I don't think they're allowed to.
They're not allowed to gamble at all, period.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
With thanks to Paul Giamatti's dad or something, right?
Bart.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's actually his that's actually his dad, by the way.
I know, which is insane.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah.
And Paul will not answer a question about that. No, if you ever YouTubed it, he will not answer a question about Pete Rose and his dad.
No, I heard him on a podcast recently, and he talked about the fact that that was his dad, and he eventually took that job, but would not talk about anything else related to it. Yeah.
I mean, did you guys watch the documentary on like the Balco thing?
Yeah, I mean, I watched one of them.
Did you say the Balco thing?
Yeah, the steroid shit from back in the day. I didn't fully remember it. When it was happening and stuff, remember, like, do you remember how Manfred was involved in it? Like, he was like paying off or like giving briefcases of money to like Bonds and the Royd guys. So the fact that he comes out, him now as commissioner, comes out and said, "Oh, we're gonna, you know, really look into this. You know, we're gonna investigate this." The fuck you are! They're not gonna do shit.
Not a damn thing.
Now, like you said, if the feds come out and find something very damaging, then they will have to.
Yeah, then they have no choice.
But they are not doing they're not lifting a fucking finger to help this investigation.
And to be honest, as a consumer of the sport, I'm fine with it. I don't care. They don't do anything. It'll just be more funny to laugh at the Dodgers in October when they flame out in the NLDS.
Yeah.
Because what the hell? Dustin May couldn't. Clayton Kershaw once again. Whoa, wow. He couldn't pitch in October. How weird.
Yeah, shocker.
Shocker. Haven't seen that before.
Do we care that sports, that athletes bet? Like, I mean, don't bet on your own games, right? Like, beyond that, do we give a shit?
Well, like I was alluding to with that guy for the Raptors. He was betting on his unders, and they showed him he had multiple games where he only played like 4 minutes and comes out with an injury and just happens
to guts and an eye injury.
Yeah. And just happens to bet every single one of his props under. It's like, yeah, now there's something we could all get behind on why betting is bad for athletes.
The thing about the Jonte Murray, you know who his brother is, right? Or Jonte, what's his name? His brother plays for the Nuggets. Tall guy. Went to Mizzou. I'm blanking on his name. Porter. Jonte Porter. Yeah, it's Michael Porter's younger brother.
Yeah.
Like, how was his one game, the first time, the most bet-on prop on DraftKings? Because who would bet on him unless... because I feel
unless
like
he,
you could
he was
run
telling
that
people.
Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you could run that kind of a scam between like you, your friend, and two of your like college roommates or something where they just kind of spread it around to where you want to know what? We'll bet on this and this to pay for a Cabo trip.
Mm-hmm.
Not to make it DraftKings most betted under. That is egregious.
Not betting 80 grand to win like 1.1 million like on a parlay. It's like,
Shanti Porter. Yeah. What? It's crazy. That's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And that's what brings me back to, you know, people maybe saying that Shohei was throwing games or anything like that. I was talking to my buddy. I was like, you know, if like, let's say Shohei wanted to help Ipe out, right? Like he owed money. He said, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Bet my hit batsman over because you know the over and hits batsman's like a half. So if you hit one, you win. And guess what? There's two outs in the third, no right. one on.
No
one accidentally lose a curveball, and no one's gonna know, or yeah. it's not even gonna fucking matter.
Yeah.
So that, you that's
hit right in the thigh with an 82 mile an hour curveball. Like you're good.
Exactly. So that does give me a little pause on if Shohei wanted to help his buddy out like this, he could have found a way to give him some easy wins if they were betting on sports. Or on the baseball games themselves.
Sports! Yep. So, I think it would be legitimately one of the most surprising stories I've ever heard. If we find out Shohei Ohtani was betting on his games and Shohei Ohtani gets banned for baseball.
Well, you see, like my thing is, I don't think he was betting on his games per se. I do think he was funding ePay, though, like knowingly.
Without a doubt.
And maybe we find out what ePay was betting on, and that makes me look like a, you know, an asshole. But I don't think he was naive on what ePay was doing. I don't think he was necessarily throwing games. That seems like a couple steps ahead of things because he's still really fucking good and multiple time MVP and all that. But you'll not convince me that he didn't know what ePay was doing.
And baseball is the hardest one to be able to throw a game and make it look convincing. I mean, it took the Black Sox having like seven guys to throw the series. One guy is going to be hard unless he is pitching that game and makes it plausible that he, you know, didn't have a good night that night kind of thing.
He's throwing Chan Ho Park grooved fastballs to Cal Ripken in the All-Star game for like five straight batters. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the problem is you don't last long. They'll take you out of the fucking game. Right? That's why it's baseball's a hard one to solo. Baseball's
a hard one.
Throw a game.
Pickleball seems pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like if you're like a role player and you don't just want to come out with a bullshit excuse, just throw up two deep threes completely out of the, you know, that make no sense. And the coach will be like, you play 9 minutes a game? Fuck you. Tonight you're playing six. Like, get out of here.
No. Like I said in the Discord, maybe we need to look into Caleb Love throwing that game tonight for Arizona.
Oh, my God.
The way he looked, he looked so bad he looked like he was throwing the game.
Speaking of college basketball.
Yeah, we should probably talk a little Ducks, huh?
Ducks and Creighton, boy, yeah. That stunk.
Well, it was sort of what was to be expected if Oregon ever put themselves in that position. Like, or if Oregon is going to go to overtime against a team, they are going to lose because they don't have depth, and it was two guys doing all of the work the entire last couple weeks of the season. It's Cousinard and Dante.
The entire second half, I don't think anyone else scored other than those two.
The entire second half of the basketball game. I think it was like Tracy got 2 points.
I think literally
that was it. And so when you got into that second overtime, you're just like, when Creighton went on their run, you're like, yeah, there's...
Yeah, Oregon hit their first two baskets, and I was like, okay.
Oregon can't physically keep up. Like,
I see how this is going.
The heart's in it, but they cannot physically keep up. That's it.
Cousinard wasn't able to move, it looked like, in those OTs.
Dante was gassed in the second half, dude. Like, hands on knees, man. Like, yeah.
But because this is the hot topic, I just want to know your opinion. You know, end of regulation... They're up two, inbounding the ball out of a timeout. They give it to Dante. He misses the free throw. Do you guys think Dante should have been pulled off the court? Because I'll just say it. That's a whole topic. My thing is, if you take Dante off the court, you're putting in someone like Rigsby or Akendo, who's barely more reliable at the stripe than Dante. But if Dante is supposed to be your last... like dish effort on an inbounds, he's 7 feet tall. Where Riggs being some of those, you know, 6'4". So at least you have a guy that you can throw it into, even though Kwame Evans brain farted and made the first guy he passed to the 7-footer who shoots 60%.
Yeah, I do think you leave Dante in there, but he should have no business being on that side of half court.
That's fair.
Like I said, if he's an outlet, you can throw it up to him if it's desperate. But the fact that, yeah, he shouldn't even been in play to receive a pass, really.
Running towards the ball to receive a pass should not have been in his head, yeah. And this goes into, like Bubble mentioned it, like, making fun of Doug Gottlieb for his Shellstad comments where he should have been making free throws or whatever. But, like, Shellstad getting hurt sort of made that happen, right?
Right, I mean, 100%.
Him not being on the floor, period, for that entire second half, basically, like, that kind of killed Oregon, too, because they're already short on depth, and he's, like, a guy who can score other than those two. And him getting hurt was sort of like, okay, well, Oregon better get a miracle here. Like, they really need to end the game now. Like, get it over with, put Creighton away, otherwise they're fucked. And sure like enough, said, yeah.
The ball was in their court. All you had to do was just go make at least a free throw. At least force them to hit a three. Yeah, that was a tough one. That one and with Jordan Bell not boxing out, just two games at the end where they had it. And blew it.
Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but like when the Chiefs played the Bills, and I said when the Bills were lining up for the field goal at the end, I didn't even watch it because I was like, if they make it, Kansas City is going to come down and score. They missed it. They won. When they're inbounding the ball, and this is stupid me. This is dumb me because that's college basketball. Of course they're going to fuck it up. I was like, they're going to inbounds it. I'm sitting on my couch and I'm looking at my phone being like, they're just going to somehow get it to Cousinard. And then I hear it's on Dante and I look it up. I'm like, they pass it to the center.
Yeah.
He passed it to the center. What the fuck?
Yeah. Cousinard didn't move a step
I know. Learning all.
And now I get now Evans, maybe a little flustered, saw the first guy that flashed through it, but maybe get moving. You know, before 3 seconds, or, you know, they're counting off 3 of their 5 seconds.
Right.
Move towards the ball. How about that?
Yeah.
Or have Dante inbound.
And the thing that, granted, it's just one reporter, and I think it was Matt Prehm. I do think it was Matt Prehm. I could be wrong. Maybe it was Crepia. He was saying that because of where they sat, the media, they were like right behind the benches, and how like at the timeout before they inbounded it, Dana Altman was like, "You have a timeout. If you cannot get it in, pass it to this guy and this guy. If you don't have it, call the timeout." And that's just what a true freshman can do. They just pucker up and fuck.
That's sort of what I'm saying, though, is you don't put them in that position. You know, like, if Dante's going
to
be out there, then have him inbound or something, and you... I would prefer the veteran make that play than, you know, the freshman. But no, you know, you say they blew it, and yeah, they probably should have won. But also, you know what? Like, this team with the injuries they had all year and the run they made the last month, like, it was fun. It was really impressive work by Dana Altman. Like, it just was. Oregon didn't have any business being where they were in the first place. Like, they were playing really well. They were on a heater, and so we thought they could go far. I think the fact that they didn't isn't, like, a huge surprise, but I think the fact that they got where they were was pretty impressive. Just knowing what we know about the team this year and, you know, and what they were sort of up against, because it was a lot, man.
No, but it was a fitting end. And as King said before, you know, making a Sweet 16 is a fucking win of a season. If they just won that game and then got fucking trounced by Tennessee the next round, like, could just, you know, held our head high. Hey, great season, injuries, everything. It was just losing it like that when you had the game still is what makes it hurt. Makes the season feel a little worse than it should.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, because all things equal, Oregon probably wins by 15. You know? Like, Oregon does have Shellstad. Oregon does have depth. You know, like, if Biddle's healthy, Oregon wins by 15. you know, like,
or even Zarzuela out there, someone that could do something else.
Somebody like, who could do something, yes.
Do something, yes. Yeah. I mean, it took Creighton to shoot like 12% from three to be in that game still. And Cousinard just did still going to be fucking lights out. But yeah, they still should have won that game.
There's talk in the chat about making free throws, and Oregon could have just made free throws. And you know, they're talking about how that's sort of what you do when you're a kid playing basketball, is you just shoot free throws all the time and you practice them all the time. And I don't know, I did the same thing. Like I would shoot free throws all the time. I was pretty good at shooting free throws. I don't know what it's like to shoot a free throw when you're 6'10", you know, like
hands that are 14 inches long,
humongous hands, really long arms. I don't know what that's like. So, it might be more difficult just to begin with. So I don't know.
Well, if you saw the box score from that Arizona game, that Ballo guy was one of eight from the line.
That was brutal. Yeah.
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 So Arizona's out.
Lost
to Clemson.
Pac-12.
Remember the first. Remember the first day, like Pac-12 was undefeated and everybody was all.
Yeah, I think
Pac-12.
It started like 6-0. Yeah,
Washington State won. Like Colorado won too. Yeah. Everybody on that Pac-12 train and they are gone. That was quick.
They gone.
Quick work.
Shuffle them up.
Pac on 6-4-3 PAC double play.
It will be nice to not have Arizona in our conference anymore for their just collapses with great teams, at least.
Now we just get to go to a conference where Michigan State can go 16-15. They're like, you know, Tom Izzo did win a national title in 22 in the year 2000. Let's put them back in and just see what happens. And then they win a first round game. And they're like, well, we're justified. And then they get the second round and lose by 30.
Yep.
So the Michigan State team, pretty plucky.
I mean, let's keep an eye out on.
As we're now Big Ten bros, I'm fucking sick of Tom Izzo and Michigan State again. Like they did this year. They start number 3, number 4 in the country, and they go 17-15. They're like, well, I mean, they beat the Udonis Haslam team in the tournament 20 years ago. We got to put them in again. Do you remember that run they made in 2014 to the Sweet 16? They proved us wrong. Got to put them in. Right.
Got to get them in.
Got to get them in.
No, but
he owns March.
We're going to have to go. We're going to have to get used to being now. It's get used to Purdue flaming out in the tournament, Ohio State, Illinois. I mean, it just. You know, different conference, same shit is going to be going on.
I mean, hey, Illinois is still alive, baby.
Yeah, they're winning right now.
Quincy Guerrier and the Fighting Illini. Oregon legend, Quincy Guerrier. Oh, yeah.
You want to know who's suddenly on our radar, boys? Fucking Purdue. Purdue is on
Thank
our
God.
Basketball radar, everybody.
Thank God Zach Edey is gone after this year.
I've been thinking it over. You know how we've been talking about who should we start hating? You know, we need teams to hate. I think it's going to be Purdue. Mm-hmm. At least in basketball, it might leak into football, but I think Purdue is going to, you know, take the top of the charts going forward.
You know what the Big Ten?
I hate them.
You know what the Big Ten is full of? Our conference, the Big Ten. You know what it's full of? Like. Really boring basketball teams, like really exceedingly boring basketball programs, like the whole thing, everything about them is boring. And so that's something we got to get used to as well, is that's going to be like a weekly thing. Oregon going to play some boring ass basketball against some boring ass basketball teams. And by the way, they might lose by 20 every now and then to Purdue or like
Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, we can just blame jet lag. You know, that's our excuse. Yeah. I mean, they had to go to West Lafayette, Indiana on a Wednesday. You know how hard that is? Do you know how hard that is?
I do have a correction from last week. The kid from Nebraska, I said they were calling him the Japanese Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Actually, he was the Japanese Steph Curry.
I was hoping you were going to say something like, actually, he's the Japanese Nick Young is what they're calling him.
also, he's Korean. So,
he's the Korean Michael Beasley. My bad.
By the way, send in your corrections. Like, listeners, we hear you. We see you. We value you.
We see you.
We just don't care. So, yeah. We just don't care about you. Or your opinion. Or anything you have to say.
You can give your opinions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them all you want.
Tweet them even. Yeah.
Just give your opinions. Don't suck. Rack them.
Wow. I haven't heard Roman forever. He's still doing radio?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on your old station still.
No, I listen to Dan Patrick in the morning, and then I get home from work right when Dan Patrick ends. Or I get home for work right when Dan Patrick ends. So that's a weird sentence to say. I take my kid to school, then get home for work. Weird. Give your opinions.
WCP from Amazon Parkway. Give me your take. Don't suck. Here's a Vine.
Vine. See, by the way, join our Discord because you'll get primo Vine talk. Is there anything better than Vines? Like, looking at social media right now, the way it is, and then you go back in time and think about what Vine was and all the shit that was on Vine. Vine blows this shit out of the water, man. Like, give me those like 6 second videos all day long. Over anything on TikTok, Instagram.
TikTok does need to put a time limit on. Oh, can I tell you a story about TikTok?
Yeah, sure. Did your grandma do some crazy shit on TikTok?
No. So my kids have been out of town for spring break. They're at the coast.
You spying on them?
No.
On the top.
And obviously, my youngest is like somehow like a crazy fisherman. Just always catches enormous fish.
What's up?
Steelhead. It makes no sense.
What was the guy in Nessun, the mad fisherman? You remember that?
Nessun, oh my god.
I gotta look that guy up because he was great.
Yeah. So they're out at the coast and they're fishing, and my youngest catches, I think it was a steelhead, I can't remember. Huh. Meat was bad, so they couldn't eat it, but that's not the point. So he has a TikTok. We have massive parental locks on it, but it's more of like a communication device, and he watches fishing stuff. And I have a TikTok that I've posted 2 TikToks on in like 2 years. Don't ever really do it. And so I say something to him on TikTok, like, I don't remember what I said, like, that's a bass, or I posted a picture like, hey, good, you're a good fisherman, thinking he knows who the fuck I am. And it was a bass. And he says something like, no, that's a bass. He's like, that's not a fucking bass. Well, he didn't say fucking. He goes, that's not a bass. And I was like, okay, whatever. So he comes home today, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, great fish again, man. Like, yeah, I was talking shit to you on TikTok. And he was like, that was you? You're Romy? And I was like, who did you think that was? You were just talking shit to some. You thought you were just talking shit to some random person on TikTok in your DMs about whether that's a bass or a steelhead? What the fuck? Get off the internet. You're done. Right. Yeah. You're done.
Yeah. Going on
awareness level, not super high on that one there.
No. Yeah.
I'm going on the Google Family app, and that shit is off your phone. It's going to be a bummer for you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh wait, you guys probably got iPhones and shit, huh?
We do.
Yeah, elite. Yeah. I should
have.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was Charlie Moore, the mad fisherman.
Oh, Charlie Moore.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Have you ever seen Fox Woods?
Meet me at Foxwoods.
Foxwoods. We're talking MLB innings talk, innings talk. You wouldn't understand.
No, that's a deep cut. That it is way too deep for me.
Oh, it's way too deep. Yeah.
Yep.
The best thing.
What did the fisherman have to do with that?
Oh, because I was talking mad. He's the mad.
He's talking about fishermen.
Yeah.
Charlie Moore is the mad fisherman. He had a fishing show on Nessun like after Sox games and stuff.
Gotcha.
You'd have like celebrities.
They cooned after the game them. For Charlie Morin from the Mad Fisherman.
So we're talking about
like
local Boston TV stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I steal MLB TV from Charles and Phoenix still. Does not compare to old extra innings because I do not get the local commercials. And that was such a treat. Doesn't matter what team. It could have been Boston. It could have been Miami. It could have been the Astros. The local ads were so good.
Yeah, now they started cutting in like their own ads.
I know. MLB. I hate it.
It's bullshit.
It's terrible.
No, or they just have like the filler stuff.
Blank screen thing, yeah.
No, not a blank screen. They show like the same highlights over and over again, I remember. Oh. Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah. Wow, we got Android versus iPhone talk in the chat, guys. Do we want to...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, I have an Android. I was 6 months before your iPhone. Well, great. That's cool. iPhone figured out perfectly. Deal with it. Thank you for working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Thank you for you green bubble motherfuckers.
I love that. That was like such a trend for a while. Like
green, I don't get why that green, bothers green people. Bubble, to be people honest,
being the worst. Yeah, you know the only thing that that I do notice is like So you have to have a droid. I have a droid. You have to have another droid to be able to do like video calls and stuff like that. And it's the same thing with iPhones. Like you have to have like FaceTime or whatever. So that's the only thing I really notice is.
Yeah. Other than that, like I'll listen to people talk, but I'm like, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, you can just download like the Skype app if you want to talk.
Well, or like Facebook Messenger app. Like or you can Facebook. Do that in there. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That is the thing I don't get is. I was actually recently talking to my wife about this.
My life.
Is that in different countries, like, there are more popular texting apps than just the texting app that's on your phone? I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. Like, in America, it's the youths. That's the only reason why Snapchat is still a thing. No one's sending Snapchats. All the kids just use it to send texts on Snapchat. They're not sending dick pics anymore. They're not. It's just a texting device.
Apparently,
and I think in Europe, it's like the WhatsApp or WhatsApp.
Yeah,
WhatsApp. I don't understand it. I just say Messenger and I hit fuck or whatever. I can fucking hit it. I don't know. I didn't want to text you in the first place. I'm 40. I don't care.
The thing that came with my phone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's on my phone anyway. I don't want to talk to you anyway.
I certainly don't want to download an app and do research. Fuck
no.
That.
Yeah. Like I watched my oldest at a Oregon basketball game like 2 weeks ago, and all of his texts are on Snapchat. And I was like, just send a text on the regular app.
We can't do that because we're older. And
no,
we
told me there's points. He goes, no, I can't do it. There's points.
We would forget. Like I will see those Snapchats still disappear, right?
I have no idea.
That used to be a thing. Like Snapchats would disappear after a while. That's why people used it. Is so
yeah. So you sent a butthole pic and it was gone. Yeah.
Exactly. That was kind of the point of Snapchat.
It goes into the void unless
if you took a screenshot, it told the person.
Yeah.
And,
it did. Yeah. And so like me using that to just send text is like I'd forget about shit all the time. Like I go through text chains that I have with people just so I can remember what the fuck we talked about. Like, yeah, but we're old. So a good point. Really, really good point from Booble in the chat. You know who else liked iPhone? Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly. So that's a really good
point.
Really good point. Yeah. So
I wonder whose favorite color was green. Adolf Hitler. Just saying.
Look at the paintings he made. Yep. You know,
all green bubbles.
I can see why you don't wear your A's hat anymore, Braga.
Keep your third eye open.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Yeah, as soon as I heard that Hitler was associated with the color green, I stopped wearing it. That was.
Just, I mean, it makes sense. According to sources, Aubrey Huff, Android user.
I mean, is there a reason why the Celtics are green? Does it make a little sense? Oh! <enough? I> mean,
Perfect Aubrey Huff joke. Perfect for opening day, by the way. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. All right, we got anything else to talk about sports wise? We could talk about the new kickoff rule. Do we want to talk about that? I mean,
yeah, maybe next week. I think we're running a little long.
All right, I'm down. Let's do our list then. Fuck it. We're well under an hour, boys. Like, this is great. We're doing
as
a
it
good
should
job.
Be.
We're doing a good job. Yeah. With no sports happening right now, this is perfect. Perfectly done.
Sports.
So our list this week, I think it was your idea, right, King? Yeah.
It was.
Because yeah. Opening day today. So our top three opening scenes in movies. Top three opening scenes in movies. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Do it.
My number three opening scene for Top Gun.
It's very, very good. There's a lot really good opening scenes in movies, by the way, like when you think about it. But yeah, go ahead. Well, sorry.
They just do it right. No, they run the kind of themes music into Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. It's all the guys working on the fucking, you know, carrier, yep, shooting off the fucking jets and stuff. Yeah.
All right. My number three, and I imagine you guys might have this on your list too, but it's my number three is Major League. Opening scene. Everybody's saying the
down the
Cuyahoga River, going down to Cleveland. Yeah, man. Yeah, city of life, city of wonder. No, yeah, but like, but everybody in the city talking about how they stink, and yeah, it's just it's a great scene. I love it. That's my number three.
My number three opening scene from movie, Scream. Hello, Sydney.
Hello, Sydney. Yeah, that's a really good one too. I got a couple honorable mentions. That was one of my honorable mentions.
Was that is that the one? Is that Matthew Lillard? Seeing that first Scream, it's either one of the bad guys with the other guys, right?
Yeah, there was two bad guys, right? It was like Matthew Lillard and then the other dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the good looking boyfriend dude or whatever, right? Yeah, yeah.
And also, just I wrote, so people are confused when I'm squinting. I wrote down little notes for my top three in fucking green ink.
No.
I didn't realize it was green. I can't fucking see it. I can't see it. I can't understand it.
What kind of Nazi propaganda you're writing down there?
I don't know, man. I just grabbed the pen and I was like, well, I'm Jesus.
You gotta do this. This is what we talked about when I got my readers, right? You got to do this. Yeah. He's like a monocle. Threes from the chat. Booble says Dark Knight bank robbery, where you introduce us to the Joker.
That's my number two, by the way. I'll just get that out of the way.
Also, my number two. Yep.
Kills all the goons and
fucking amazing. Oh, fucking so good. Gets in the bus, leaves, like, yeah. Do you know who you're fucking robbing? Takes off the mask. Ugh. So good.
That's the only good thing from the DC universe, or especially Batman, is just goons. Each guy just has a bunch of goons with him.
Yeah.
I do get a little off on each Batman trying to do the Batman voice, though. That's my only other thing about DC universe. Like, Ben Affleck's is so bad. Martha.
What do you mean? That's how he and Superman connected. They both have moms named Martha. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Did Val even like make an effort for a Batman voice? I'm trying to remember if he just kind of just rolled as is.
Clooney,
I think
too,
he just
by
kinda
the way.
Rolled as is.
Yeah. Clooney tried. It was bad, but he tried. I don't think Val really even tried. He's just like, I'm good looking. Fuck it. I'm Batman.
I don't think Keaton tried either. I think that Keaton just used his voice.
He just has the natural, like, gravelly voice to him.
I did recently see a YouTube clip from 1988 or whatever, where people were like, nope, Michael Keaton, not going to watch the movie. He's not a good Batman. I just don't trust his voice. I just don't get it. It's not going to work.
Get out of here.
Spoiler, it worked.
Yeah. It worked. Like, I know you saw, Braga, the trailer to the new Beetlejuice 2.
Mm-hmm.
He pops in at the end. I think he just has that voice. He just has it's just the Beetlejuice. That's just him.
It's perfect. Yeah, perfect. By the way, like, so Keaton reprised Batman in the Flashpoint movie. Which he was, it was pretty cool seeing him as Batman again in that. He was in, they did a Batgirl movie that he was in. Like, he's in the whole movie, and Warner Brothers just, like, shelved the whole thing. Like, they shot the movie. It's edited. It's done. Like, the movie is made, and they shelved it for tax purposes or something. Like, it was going to save them money to not release it or something.
To write it off.
That movie exists in the universe. We have another full movie with Michael Keaton as Batman that we're never going to get to see. That is fucking insane. I can't wrap my mind around that. The like, as hard as it is to make a movie that a studio and all of these people would put in so much work that they would pull Michael Keaton out of Batman retirement to make this fucking movie, and then they wouldn't release it, is insane. I hate it. So yeah, we gave our number twos. What was your two, Ski? Did you give it yet?
I haven't done two yet.
Okay, go for it.
So my number two, you know, it's just a good movie, good opening scene, Inglorious Bastards.
It's my number one.
We could give or take.
Just a good movie.
Yeah,
it's just a good movie, and it's just a very good opening. You know, it's long. It's a long opening scene. Mm-hmm. It's not super action packed. It's just well acted and well done.
Dude, that's my one as well. That is one of the best scenes in film history. Is that one like Christoph? Wait.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. Why was I doubting Christoph? Yeah. Yeah. Christoph Waltz.
Isn't it Christopher Waltz and Christoph is the other guy?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure it's Christopher Waltz.
I think it is.
Pretty sure he's Christoph Waltz.
No, I think it's Christopher and Christoph is the other guy.
I don't know. He's very foreign, so I always assumed he was Christoph.
No, you're right. It is Christoph. You're right.
It is. Okay, good.
It is. You're right.
Man, I don't know why I was suddenly second guessing that. He's awesome, by the way. He's awesome. He's good in Django too. Like he is fantastic. But yeah, that scene is incredible with the how he switches to English and, you know, God, he was so good in that movie. And that scene's incredible. And like where Shoshana runs off and he like points the gun at her and then pulls it up and doesn't shoot her. Like, oh, it's so good. So good. Yeah, it's my one. That's your one, King.
That was my one. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. So
but I'll change it. I'll say my number one is the opening scene from The Lion King.
Why did it turn Italian all of a sudden?
Well, because I can't listen. If I went the other way, that would be very problematic.
Is it the Mario Brothers theme? It's the
Do you
Mario
know the words? Apparently you know the words, you expert.
No, I don't. Man, we're all over the place with this list right now. Twos from the chat. Let's see. WCP says Dark Knight bank robbery scene. Yep. And then Booble says Deadpool. That's a good one, too. The opening to Deadpool, like, yeah, good call.
That's a salt and pepper, and he's sitting on the bridge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Shoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, they do the slow motion. Yeah. Body flies into the billboard and slides down. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Sneaky one. Reservoir Dogs. I don't tip at McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Pink, right? Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Yeah,
Buscemi. It's a nod to future movies. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Another Tarantino one, by the way.
Tarantino movies.
So. Right. He has a there's a theme there. Let's see.
Any more twos.
Yeah, no, that was all the twos, and then we all gave our ones, right? Did you give your one yet?
I still got mine.
Okay,
one.
Go for it.
But I won't. I'm surprised you didn't say Raiders, Braga.
That I thought seems about it.
Would have been yours, but my number one greatest opening scene is from Airborne, and it's Mitchell Goosen and his buddy just shredding gnar on their blades to the beach to just go rip some fucking tasty waves. Before he heads off to Cincinnati, you get the juxtaposition of the beautiful sunny LA, beach, and then cut to snowy Cincinnati. masterpiece.
This guy just said juxtaposition.
Yeah. An airborne.
Do you pour water on rolls of toilet paper too, you bully?
You would, yeah. I mean, do you know how much gnar is shredded in that movie? Maybe the most of any movie.
Maybe the most.
Yeah. Different kind. You got BMX shredding. You got ice skate. You know, they're on, in the hockey rink too. They're everywhere shredding.
They are shredding everywhere. If there's gnar to be shredded, they're shredded.
If there's gnar out there, they're going to shred it.
And they're going to find it. They'll shred it.
That much I know. Yeah.
These are just the facts.
One's in the chat. Let's see. Booble says Inglourious Bastards as well. One of the scariest scenes ever in a movie. Yeah, man. Like, he's menacing. So good. WCP says Jurassic Park. Shooter! Not wrong. Not wrong.
If I'm doing top three montage, like, cinematic scenes, Jurassic Park is up there with the doo-doo-doo-doo. They pull off their glasses, you know? Great. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so she goes like this, right?
You got to come out of the Jeep and take them off.
Yeah. They just, like, fall down her face, right? Yeah. Actually, these are more like Goldblum glasses in that movie.
Yeah. The black ones. Goldblum.
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Sure does. Honorable mentions from the chat. We got Happy Gilmore from Booble. I don't remember the opening to that. Do you guys? What happens in it?
I don't, but I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah,
so.
Forever. Yeah. And then The Matrix from WCP.
Is that opening scene might be him at hockey tryouts.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Huh. I'll throw an honorable mention to Jaws as well.
See, that's a popular one. I like the Jaws movie. Like, I'm not shitting on that movie. I think the first one is great.
I've never seen it.
The opening scene doesn't do it for me. You've never seen the first Jaws?
Never seen Jaws. I've never had any interest in seeing the movie Jaws. Yeah.
Have you seen any movie? You haven't seen the first fucking Roadhouse. You haven't seen this. What do you want?
Have you seen the first Jurassic Park, or were you just doing a thing?
Oh, like I just made up that line?
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's totally random. I was just saying, no, there's like a lady over there. I'm like telling a guy to shoot her. What? Is that from the movie?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Booble, for some reason, wants me to post up sexy on the couch like Goldblum. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay.
You can do it. Show some chest.
Okay. Yeah. I got some cabbage there. Got some cabbage. Oh.
Get ready for that new Jeff Goldblum movie coming out where he plays like a god that like is down on Earth.
Godblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
I'll probably watch it. I probably won't watch
Will
it.
You? Will you?
Will you?
I probably won't. Also,
what are your thoughts on Dan Marino leading the Dolphins this year, Braga?
Shut up.
He just saw him in the last movie he watched in Ace Ventura 1.
That's the last movie I watched. Yeah. When I was at Roosevelt, like for middle school, we had this movie class or something I was in. I forget what it was, but I remember we got like the movie review person from the Register Guard to come talk to our class, and everybody got to ask a question. And like, I was such a shithead. I literally just like stood up and was like, so like Ace Ventura is a cool movie, right? And that was it. And then I sat down.
Am I right?
That was it.
The answer should have just been yes. And then
that was pretty much it. That was pretty much, he's like, yeah, I liked it. Okay.
What's Tone Loc up to? I mean,
that's a good question. Yeah. What is Tone Loc up to?
How did he not parlay that into bigger bit roles?
I think he tried. The world just wasn't ready for Tone Loc, man.
Oh, come on.
I think Ice T.
Come on, Ace.
Come on, Ace. Thank you.
So good. Let's see. Do I have any more honorable mentions? Saving Private Ryan was a good one.
I don't count war movies. Omaha Beach. It's cheating. Yeah. It's cheating.
13, too dramatic. 13 Assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that where dude comes out and does harakiri? in the square.
I'll count
whatever.
That one.
That's a cool. It's a good movie, by the way. If you got 3.5 hours, if you got 3.5 hours and you don't mind reading, definitely watch it. It's great.
All right, you got 4.5 hours. Watch Oppenheimer.
He's Tone Loc.
Now streaming on.
Tone Loc.
Amazon Prime.
He was on such a fucking run.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura. Then he was in Heat. And then the Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen.
Spy Hard.
And then Faking the Funk, which is a great movie.
Which one out of those was the downward spiral? Yeah.
I mean, Spy Hard, probably.
And he hasn't been in a movie since.
No, he's been doing some voice acting in like 2013.
Is he, like, he's still kicking, Tone Loc?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
It feels like 2013 is too long ago for him to be doing voice work. Like, with his voice, it's Tone Loc. Got one of the best voices ever. All right. Okay, anything else? We good?
I think we're good.
We're good. Movie on Sunday. Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse. Two words. Roadhouse. It's on Prime. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. The Jake Gyllenhaal vehicle. Watch that one. Listen to us talk about it.
In the immortal words of Bart Scott, can't wait.
Can't wait.
All right. Can't wait.
See you Sunday.